unpleasant for him.
Yes, they were. I don't remember. There was one of us in the family ever got a fall on him. How it happened, I don't know. But it just, there was no light. You see, I had no, you'd just be carrying that coal oil lamp that hit you upstairs.
What did you have on the outside of your house? Was it, what was it made of out there? What sort of carved wood?
Yes, it was a frame. And outside the back part, after they built this spring room, they kept the milk in there. There was a stone wall there against the hill. Against the hill, there was a stone wall. Now, that wall was in before I can remember it. And he added on these two front rooms, these two frame rooms. And that back there is a stone wall. I don't recall that going in. It was after I was born, all right, but before I can remember. I said that dining room was put on first. It might be that that milk room, what they call the milk room or pantry room there, where that spring went through, might have been built before then. I might be off there.
I bet that was a pleasant room.
It was nice and cool.
Did you call the boards on the outside of your house anything special? Did they have any special name?
Siding.
What sort of a roof did you have?
You find the term clapboard used, but we didn't use it on ours. Clapboard is a little different than the siding. Our house was siding. Clapboard is just one of the 12s or one of the 10s, just peeled over and one lap go down on the other one. Just an interior, something like a shingle. And that's the only two terms I ever heard.
Did you ever call those weather boards?
Yes, it's a weather board. Now, that's a different type of board. It isn't, it's just a type of board. We still have weather board. That is a different type. Siding, you have your siding, you have your shiplap. Siding is, I don't know whether this is important to you or not. Siding
shiplap is a new term, isn't it?
No, sir.
That's old thing?
Shiplap is a, it's a tongue and groove siding. And your ordinary weather board or siding was a 6-inch, and it was about a half inch at the lower side and tapered pretty near to nothing at the back, and then lapped over. That was your lap siding or siding. And then your shiplap is tongue and groove, and it's still, you buy it at Columbia shiplap. It's a regular term to designate a certain type. You're just your clapboard, just ordinary rough lumber, just lapped over each other.
What did you have on your roof?
Well, from time I can remember, just ordinary shingles. It was already, you didn't see the, what did they call it, slack lumber? I've forgotten. That wasn't the term, wasn't used much here. I've heard it talked in the East, but we didn't have that out here. Just still shingle it is at that time.
Did you bring all those in from Kansas?
They came in from, yes, it would either be Englewood or Meade, Kansas, that day. Yes, there's no, the lumber yard, they had, I don't know whether they had a lumber yard here in Beaver. We didn't trade up this way, just out of our territory. But, Knowles, that railroad didn't come through there close to us there until 1914. So it was all freighted either from Meade or Englewood. And then in 19,
something interesting in the northeastern part of the state.